Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Maybe we're getting bogged down in this, where we need to discuss what's going on at the Dogs now. E.g. Trent Barrett, is he the right man for the job? This is what the Dogs fans want to know. Is Trent Barrett the man for the job?
I think Trent Barrett can coach. The question mark over Trent is the pressure of a fighting board above him. You know, the split administration above it. You know, there's no doubt that Trent, every club he's gone to and he's been an assistant coach, when you actually get to coach, I think players improve under Trent, but it's bigger than that. You know, when you're actually coaching.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
That's what brings a lot of these coaches unstuck. That's what brought Wayne Bennett undone at Brisbane in the end. Wayne Bennett tried to manage all the boardroom manipulation factions up there, and not, you know, and all the politics up there. And in the end, Wayne, who's always been a master of it, was unable to do that. And it began to backfire on him, which is why in the end, after promising that he'd stay at the club and he'd be there next year, the Broncos decided they had to sack him, because it just became untenable, the divide between the board and the coach. And here you've got a Canterbury, you've got a board that's
warring and factionalised.
They're under a lot, there's a great faction there. There's no more split board in the NRL than what's happening at the Bulldogs.
I don't think Trent's that desperate.
Someone at the Bulldogs called the coppers on another person at the Bulldogs the other day.
Wow. What, was board members?
At board level, yes. Mm. This is how ugly it's got there. Now, the coppers came in, made nothing to see here, and got out of there. Mm. They had to respond to the accusation, though. And that's how bad it's getting there, and how ugly. To the point, Lynn Anderson, who's the chairwoman of the football club, George Currie, who's the president of the Leagues Club, had a peace meeting the other day where they basically said, look, let's just down weapons and try and get on with things. But it's only a ceasefire. This is like Northern Ireland. Mm. You know what I mean? Yep. It's just going to keep going.
Currie Adams.
Mm. 18-4, by the way. Warriors lead. Sharks lead Warriors 18-4.
Well, but so, you know what? I think it needs to be an experienced coach. Someone that has been there before. I think a rookie coach. And
do you think the other issue
I think
is
Trent will coach, and I think Trent will be a very good coach. But if I was talking to Trent and he rang me, I said, you're not that desperate.
But
mate,
this is it.
You're
young. This is the issue, right? An experienced coach who can manage that, yes, who can come in and say, look, I don't care about whether the blue faction or the white faction, who gets on with who or whatever. That coach is ideal. But what Trent Barrett has to do, and it's vital, is he has to have success early. Because if he has success early, he'll quieten the boardroom war down. If he doesn't, then the faction that didn't appoint him will use that as ammunition to get rid of the faction that did appoint him. Now, that's fair enough. That's just politics 101. Mm. But the problem for Trent is, he's running on the field with a pair of twos.
Like, I'll say, right, because they've got $2.5 million to spend in
not
terms
anymore
of their salary cap.
They've just
cap.
Spent a lot of it on Kotrick.
Okay, let's get it back to $2 million. So they've still got $2 million, right, out of a possible $10 million
that
on your
three
salary
good
cap for next year. Yeah, and my point is, if you look at Api Korosau, for example, this season, he was going to sign with the Bulldogs. Then when Trent Barrett signed at Manly as an assistant coach, Trent helped facilitate Api at the last minute, deciding that he was going to go to the Panthers rather than going to the Bulldogs. And it's similar with when Appy went to Manly in the first place from Penrith. Trent helped facilitate that. So the one thing that I reckon Baz can do is he is quite good. He's very popular. His players like playing for him. So
no
therefore,
doubt.
When it comes to moving into the market
I get
and trying
all
to land signatures,
and that's what
he
said,
has got
Trent
sway.
Trent is good at that, but it's everything else above. It's Brisbane, you know.
Okay, and well, I've just got a text from someone who is close to it saying, as I say, there's a ceasefire. Yeah.
Someone threw a hand grenade.
No,
this
what's
morning.
Happening is one part is going out signing up members to take on the football club.
Mm. What, the extraordinary general meeting?
Well, they're just moving behind enemy lines. Like that. Yeah. It's just ongoing then. And this is what.
Someone's just thrown a Molotov through the front screen, Anthony.
It's like the Rabbitohs 15, 16 years ago. Boys, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll lighten things up because I know people are ringing the switchboard. What are we doing in the Maroons pub quiz? Well, we're actually doing it next. And the topic today, it's an NRL quiz. So you blokes should go okay at it. It's coming up next as Triple M Rocks the Footy.